Very good. Ben. Where's Ben? There's Ben. Please turn back to page one, ladies and gentlemen. So, by my count, we have in this packet, we have fully four different mass settings that make use of the New English Translation. If you're standing in the door, please feel free to come migrate in. We have the sopranos, altos, tenors, and basses. Page one. Mass by Ben. Will you play or will I play?
I can play. I found some mistakes.
Okay, fine.
just two tiny, tiny little errors in the organ part where there's a the alto part should be in there, and somehow I missed it. First, I just want to say this: this mass thing that I wrote, I revised it from a couple years ago that I wrote at the monastery, and I know how much the CMA loves free things. So you'll notice at the bottom of this, I give you all free right to copy this and use it as much as you would like.
Here.
For both of my pieces, this mass setting isn't like not glued to it. But I just wanted to tell you what I've used this for was as a way to introduce, you know, singing the Greek and the Latin at church. So I used it, and congregationally too. This is a very, notice the soprano part is very, it's not hard, it is modal, so I did get some complaints, but I can't hear, I don't know what it sounds like. But you guys will fly through this. But we're just going to sing the eight English sets today. So let's just go through five parts of this, just one after the other.
Page two with the English song piece.
Bottom of the page.
how the parts of most English mass settings have gone to being Kyrie, Gloria, Cradle, Sanctus, Agnus, to Kyrie, Sanctus, and Memorial Acclamation, and an Amen and an Agnus Dei. Yeah. So, of course, the Amen can be used, or it can be used in the chant, right?
Yes.
So, great. Perhaps on to the Agnus Dei. Yeah.
Type in that funny little Bates editions thing, and the site will come up, both Latin and English and Greek.
And Greek.